11月26号到29号，真善忍国际美展在世界著名的大学城剑桥市中心展出。观众纷纷在纪念博上留言说，画作如此之美，传达的迫害信息令人震惊。
26号傍晚，剑桥郡和彼得伯勒警察总长格雷厄姆·布莱特爵士应邀来为画展剪彩。布莱特爵士曾在担任英国首相梅杰的议会私人秘书时访问过中国，当时他非常渴望看到真实的中国，而不是安排给他们的假象，所以他说愿意把画展推荐给所有人。
Well, that there is peace there, but there is the darker side, which is trying to silence those people, and in the most gruesome sort of way you can imagine. And there's a cry for help. There's a cry for help, for freedom of thought, which someone like myself, of course, supports totally. And I thought that message was very clear. And there is concern, particularly in the West, that China does have to come to terms with the fact that people should be free to have their own thoughts.
It actually was more revealing to see so much work taken through stages from the spiritual through to the torture and the repression. And I'm now more aware of the scale of this problem. Once one gets past the cultural difference and looks at it perhaps in the same way that one would look at 15th century religious art, Western art, then you can appreciate what the messages are as well as the techniques.
It just speaks to you as being very liberating and overcoming oppression and so forth. And it actually, culturally also, it's about people from different cultures around the world supporting each other.
开幕当晚，剑桥市市长希拉斯库尔克也来参观，并同样对画作赞不绝口，称赞画作非常美丽。这是剑桥市第11次举办真善忍国际美展，当天一开幕即吸引了许多人士前来参观。真善忍国际美展下一站将莅临英国西部重镇布里斯托尔，12月3号至10号期间在岛屿画廊空间开展。新唐人记者梅英、孙卫，英国剑桥采访报道。
圣诞季临近，除了各大商家纷纷出招吸引客源外，节日的传统项目圣诞大游行是每个城市民众同乐的好机会，当然也少不了华人朋友的积极参与。下面就跟随本台记者江曼感受一下上周末温哥华圣诞游行的气氛吧。
每年一次的温哥华 Rogers 圣诞大游行都会吸引无数的民众慕名而来，今年也不例外。今天虽然天公不作美，下起了阵阵的小雨，但是也挡不住人们庆祝圣诞的热情。
第一次来，所以也想看看有什么很新鲜的东西来庆祝这个圣诞节。
想看一下今天说有30万人到底是一个什么场面。
游行还没开始，就已经有大批观众早早地等在路边。
I just want to sing a song.
当然，孩子们喜欢第一排的好处是可以抢到最好的礼物。青少年的圣诞舞蹈充满了欢乐，各个整齐划一的军乐队也赢得了阵阵掌声。超过60个表演队伍中，唯一一个最多华人参与的表演队伍——法轮大法天国乐团和腰鼓队，也为观众带来了中国式的问候。精心装点的花车，用心准备的礼物，90分钟的游行让观众们目不暇接。今年游行的主题是给予，在游行队伍中有300多名手拿捐赠食物箱的义工，为温室食物救济库争夺善款。温哥华圣诞老人大游行今年已经是第9年，除了很多第一次观看的人外，也有不少华人把它当作每年必来的项目。当然，每个队伍也渐渐有他们的粉丝。
看了好多次了，非常喜欢。
每年
都来，非常好。就是那个什么牛头的那个，每年他都出来，非常非常好，走路非常整齐。
我发现法轮功每次都很壮观，给我感觉很整齐，对我感觉很自豪。
和汪先生一样，第一次观看圣诞游行的张女士认为法轮大法天国乐队的表演很震撼，
但是觉得很吃惊，说实话，因为在温哥华这个地方有这么多人来参加这个游行啊，觉得挺震撼的。
一个，我喜欢圣诞老人。
最后 后，圣诞老人的驯鹿雪橇车将游行推到了高潮，孩子们纷纷追逐，希望在平安夜晚得到圣诞老人最棒的礼物。新唐记者加曼温哥华报道。
由台湾国际狮子会和彰化市公所共同主办的彩街嘉年华二日在彰化火车站前举行，吸引来自各界团体参加。游行队伍中还有格外引人注目的500人组成的天国乐团，带您到现场去看一看。
踩着整齐的步伐，迎面来的是声势浩大的天国乐团，蓝白相间的服装在游行队伍中显得格外亮眼，吸引民众驻足观赏。
从来没有看过那个天国乐团，那个太精彩了，真的。
他们的声势浩大，然后整个人表演非常的整齐，非常棒。
那么咱彩街呢，啊有真侪这个团体吼，包括艺术团体啊，一挂文化团体，大家拢同齐来参加，和咱彰化市呢充满了非常活力甲色彩。啊，尤其是咱看到这个咱的华伦宫吼，啊这个集团的员工呢特别啊非常的这个服装，啊加整整个这个气势呢啊非常的好，和咱啊彰化市民吼眼睛为之一亮。
除了乐团，还有古婚礼以及小朋友的三八舞表演。特别的还有这十台超级古董金龟车出现在队伍之中，格外吸睛。
金龟车越来越少了嘛，啊我们这现在都要出来办活动，出来捞一捞，这样才有意义啊。
透过彩街嘉年华，结合各种文化团体，顺势推展彰化市在地美食和观光，让民众更深入了解彰化市。新唐雅思电视叶锡宏台湾彰化报道。
11月30日，由新唐人电视台参与制作的获得多个电影节奖项的纪录片《自由中国》再次在英国伦敦市中心的考文特花园旅馆放映厅举行预演会。受邀而来的近80位观众纷纷表示，影片非常感人，发人深省。
伊莱恩·波克是伦敦一家出版公司的制作部经理。
I felt the film was very moving. I've not seen anything so shocking for a while, so it was quite like, you know, throat. I had a lump in my throat all the time. It gave me another kind of insight that into China, which I didn't realize.
洛桑·班帕是在英国的西藏社区议会的活动主管。他表示，以前以为中共只是不喜欢藏维等少数民族。他说
：“Seen a lot and heard a lot about the persecution that takes place, especially in Tibet, from a Tibetan perspective. I was still taken aback and genuinely awakened to the suffering that's actually taking place at a much larger scale inside China.”
世界文化协会的创办人和主席格雷汉姆认为影片发人深省。
Yeah, it's very moving. Yeah, it's very enlightening, really. I felt it's a very universal kind of movie, really. It's about China, but we have to see that China is affecting the whole world and basically.If we see what China is actually doing to its own people, the Communist Party is able to repress its own people, then they would be capable of far worse repression if they came into the world with military power. I feel like people have to wake up. What's really happening in China?
自由中国是一部深度曝光在中共统治下的中国法轮功学员遭受残酷迫害的英文纪录片。影片今年已在4个国际影展中获得大奖，在英国这部影片也引起越来越大的反响。新唐人记者李莹、冠奇，英国伦敦报道。That transforms their lives.
由本台参与制作的获奖纪录片《自由中国》近日在美国费城商会举行了放映会，40多名来自费城商业界、金融界、医学界、法律界、艺术界以及传媒业的人士观看了电影，并且为这部震撼人心的影片深深打动。
继今年五月参加费城的自由言论电影节并获得大奖后，自由中国11月29号再次来到费城，并吸引了众多关心中国问题的观众前来观看。放映会后，自由中国的制片人黄生健和主人公之一曾征分享了为什么商业界人士应该特别关注这部反映中国不为人知的另一面的电影。
Without true freedoms inside China, we cannot have a decent ethical trading partner. And this has a direct impact on our own bottom line. Tens of thousands of factories, stolen intellectual property, but the Chinese government,who control all aspects of commerce inside China, don't have a benevolent attitude towards trade with the US or the rest of the world.
曾征还呼吁观看影片的观众将自由中国所传达的信息与更多人分享。
The core solution actually relies on human beings as a whole, whether we can rectify our hearts, whether we can uphold those universal values.That has held human beings together for thousands of years.
影片在观众中引发了热烈的讨论，他们也被主人公震撼人心的经历深深打动。
So I can, relate our suffering and her suffering together and feel so much, sorry for, you know, for her for not able to get freedom in China.
自由中国以法轮功学员曾征和李祥春的经历为主线，深刻反映了中共13年来对法轮功的迫害，包括活摘法轮功学员器官的惊人罪行。影片自今年4月第一次参加电影节以来，已经获得多个国际奖项，不久前还在好莱坞影视音乐大奖中获最佳原声音乐奖提名。新唐人记者郑浩，美国费城报道。